Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. I am sorry, having a bit of technical difficulties as I was coming on, and unfortunately that was also reflected in my introduction. I apologize for that. This is Taking Another Look 2020. We are in our Sunday series, No Other Gods, and our topic for today is the first and great commandment. I don't plan to be before you very long today, but again, this is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. Amen. And I do thank you for joining me for this installment of this year's theme, Taking Another Look, and our Sunday series, No Other Gods. It is certain the Lord has given us everything that we have need of for life and godliness. He is our creator and has provided for our every need. The glory is his alone. And I'm telling you, I give God all the glory and all of the honor. He is matchless. Glory to God. Truly, he is our source, and everything else is a resource. Amen. The honor is his alone. There's a song that says, "Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with his glory." Amen. I honor the Lord tonight as I come before you. Amen. I'm going to be coming from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Amen. And this is just a really short discourse that the Lord Jesus was having, amen, with the Pharisees, amen. They were actually trying to trap him, and one of them asked him, amen, what was the greatest of the commandments? And as you know, I mean, if your study is of the Word, that when the law was given, amen, there were 613 laws that were given in the Old Testament. But by the time they got to that particular time in history, there were over 10,000, because they had actually added more. Historically, you'll find that they had more, way more than that. But in Scripture, in the Old Testament, they were given 613. And, of course, there's a lot of history that will tell you a lot of different numbers. But historically speaking, and, you know, like I said, there's a lot of documents that will refute, and we'll go back and forth on that. But scripturally, there are 613. But glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you glory, 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 and honor. We thank and praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love, and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, no matter where our heart is in this hour, Lord God, we gather our heart in right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I lift up heavy hearts right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name, asking, Lord God, that you soothe the heavy hearts even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord God, that you give them comfort and you give them peace, Lord God, that comes only from your Spirit. Lord, you know exactly what we have need of in this hour. Lord, you know how to give comfort like nobody else can give comfort. Lord, we can say words that are not comforting at all as human beings, but you, Lord God, are our creator, and you are the one that has formed us. So you know exactly what is soothing to each and every individual. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that you soothe and you comfort each and every soul on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need is, Lord God, provide that need even right now so that they can hear a word from your Spirit even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I speak comfort and I speak peace. I speak life in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your life-giving power move, Lord God, and airwaves even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And meet them, Lord God, right at the point of their need, right there, Lord God, where they are right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, Lord God, I don't have to know, but you see and you know, Lord God. You know what the need is, Lord God. Speak to their need even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to their heart, Lord God. Speak to their mind. Speak to the finances. Speak to the relationships. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Speak to their bodies, Lord God. Speak to the mind, speak to the souls right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move obstacles, Lord God. Break yokes in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move things out of the way, Lord God. Bring things to them, Lord, whatever the need is, Lord God, move right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, you know exactly what we need, Lord God. And what is always awesome, Lord, is that you are always on time. Hallelujah, and that you care more than we could ever imagine. You love us with an everlasting love. A love that has no boundaries, no borders, no conditions, no limits. And we praise you, Lord God, and we give you glory in this hour. We give you honor, and we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. At this point in history, amen, when these books were written, amen, we're in the book of Matthew. Amen. They were also in a contentious time. They were in a point of crisis. They were being oppressed by the Roman Empire. And they, of course, thought that the Messiah was coming to save them from their oppressors. And the disciples also believed for a time that was what Jesus, or that he was there to save them from their oppressors. But that's not what was happening in this particular speech. He was surrounded by others, by Pharisees that actually were trying to trap him, because from time to time there were those that were surrounding him that weren't not there to hear a good word from them. Sometimes they were there to hear a good word from him. Sometimes they were there to actually trip him up. And we find that from time to time in our lives, there are people that surround us that are there to trip us up. And that was the case with our Lord. These that were there to trip him up. But they were not able to do that because Jesus, glory to God, he is God. Amen. Fully God and fully man. And he knew their hearts. He knew exactly what was going on. Amen. And the word that he gave him and gave them at that time, it was life. Amen. And it is, and the word and scripture lets us know, it is the first and great commandment. And that is our topic for today. Amen. And it was life then, and it is also life-giving now, even in our crisis today. Because at a time when we need to cling to something in the midst of a crisis, we need to cling to this word. Amen, because the Lord is the one that we need to cling to at a time that we need something to hold on tightly to. It is the Lord that we need to hold on to. When we're running through this thing and to that thing and we don't know exactly what to do and we're distraught and distressed and more than ever before, we need to press into the Lord, especially those of us that know the Lord. We need to press into him like never before. And when we do that, we will find comfort and we will find peace and we will find rest in the midst of the unrest. And even those that don't know the Lord, when you find yourself pressing into him, you will find that he will give you peace that you did not realize that you could have. But even like I said, when they ask this question, and I'm going to go up a little bit, amen. In the verse, let's see. I'm going to go to verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him. Remember, I told you they were trying to trip him up, saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Which, while the Pharisees were gathered together, no, I'm not going to go that far. I'm just going to 40. Let me read that one more time. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind, with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Let's start with that. Amen. That is the first and great commandment. Amen. And our theme, amen, our series right now is No Other Gods. Amen. We have discussed already, amen, the scripture that is in Exodus that the Lord had told us. Amen. Amen has been calling us back to him. Amen. Has been calling for the church to return back to him. Amen. It's been a great call, as a matter of fact, for us to return to the Lord. Amen. To for us to do our first works over, if that is what is needed for us to return back to him. Amen. There has been such an unrest and such, I have been so unsettled in my spirit, amen, and I still feel that I feel the anointing even right now while I'm talking, and there's still many that still need to repent and return to the Lord and need to come back to their first love and come back to the love of the Lord and love him with all of their heart and all their soul and with all of your mind. We need to press into the Lord and into the presence of the Lord. It is imperative that we do that even in this hour. It is so important that we put the Lord first in this hour. It is important. The prophets have, many prophets, as a matter of fact, I've heard it several times already from the prophets that there is going to be a second wave of this coronavirus, amen, that has come forth into the earth, amen. This is a global pandemic, and there's going to be another wave of that, and we need to be pressing in to the anointing. We need to be pressing into the Holy Ghost, and we cannot do that if we're putting other things before the Lord. We need to be pressing in so that we can hear the voice of the Lord, because he is our hiding place, and if we are not pressing into the Lord, we will not receive the instruction that he has given us, and we will not be hidden in the secret place if we can, if we don't hear the instruction. So we need to make sure that we are where we are supposed to be at the time that we are supposed to be there. It is so important that we are in the Lord where he wants us to be at the given moment that he wants us to be there. We cannot put anything else before the Lord. This is not the time, and this is not the hour. We have to love the Lord with everything that we have, with all everything we have. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He'll give us all those other things that we have need of. I'm telling you, I am a witness. I have sought the Lord like I have never sought him before in my entire life. And the Lord has given me back all the things that I had lost. And I will give my testimony another time. But God has given me back what I had lost. But I praise God for the things that he has done. But it is so important that we press in this hour. It is so important that we love the Lord. He has already shown us how much he loves us. He's given us time. But it's time for us to return to our first love. And not only that, but to love our neighbors as ourselves. So many of us don't even love ourselves. But if we fall down on our face and repent to the Lord and return to him, he will teach us how to love ourselves. He will teach us how to love him, and he will teach us how to love our neighbors. It is so important that we do this, and it's important that we do it now and not put it off until tomorrow. We need to do this right now. This is the first and great commandment, that we love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind. This is that first and great commandment, and the second, amen, is like it, it says, and it is that we love our neighbor as ourselves. It's important. This is imperative. We need to do this, and we need to do this now. Glory to God. Glory to God. He loves us so much that he sends us warning. He loves us so much that he sends us reminders. He loves us so much that he pinches us. He loves us so much that he sends us a shove. He loves us so much that he'll repeat a matter over and over
somebody else to push us a little harder again. Don't let him have to push. Go ahead and do what the Lord has called you to do. Go ahead and put go down on your face, amen, and begin to speak to him. Go ahead and talk to him about your life. Go ahead and talk to him about your matter. Begin to speak to the Lord even right now. Begin to call out before him even right now. He's listening. His ear is open to you even right now. Call upon his name. He's waiting for you. He sees you right now. Call on him now. He's waiting for you. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. Call upon him now. Amen. Love the Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll add all those other things that you have need of. You don't have to worry about those things. The Lord is already taking care of those things, and they'll be provided in the time that you need them. You'll have them in your hands. Rest assured, God has already provided. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen.